The Convention on the Rights of the Child provides states with guidelines on how to deal with children in their justice systems. As the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, reminded participants, alternative measures other than locking up children should be taken to respond to those who break the law. They include restorative justice, and they must be applied to serve not only the interests of society in general, but a society which protects the best interests of the child. Ms. Pillay says there are enormous challenges worldwide in implementing guidelines and rules for the protection of children who break the law.
One alarming concern is public perception that juvenile delinquency is increasing. Such perceptions, not grounded upon evidence but based on media reports of a few serious cases, influence political discourse and too often lead to the adoption of legislation on the treatment of young offenders that weaken children's rights.
Ms. Pillay also urged countries with a higher minimum age of criminal responsibility not to lower it and applauded those who set it at a higher age, such as 14 and 16. A number of experts presented their views on the concept of justice for children and what happens to children who come into contact with the justice system. According to Professor Julia Sloth-Nielsen of the University of Western Cape Faculty of Law in South Africa, although many countries have passed laws on how to treat children in conflict with the law, the situation on the ground remains dire.
There is often a very large gap between the law and practice, with accused children suffering violence and torture at the hands of criminal justice agencies, being mixed with adults in the justice system, failing to secure due process guarantees such as prompt legal assistance, and being unnecessarily deprived of their liberty.
The UN Children's Agency expressed the view that it was important to look at the broader meaning of justice for children. UNICEF's Associate Director for Child Protection, Susan Bissell, says justice for children refers to policies and programs that aim to ensure that children are better served and protected by justice systems.
Justice for children goes well beyond juvenile justice, beyond children in conflict with the law, to include all children in contact with any justice system for whichever reason. It explicitly recognizes that the justice system has a greater role in the protection of children than solely for those who are in touch with the criminal system as alleged perpetrators.
Ms. Bissell said there is need to create a child protection system with laws, policies, regulations and services to prevent and respond to risks of violence, abuse and exploitation of children.
It pushes our Justice for Children agenda to recognize that a child may be in contact with the law for different reasons and that those different reasons may apply to the same child. A child who is on the street may also be suffering from mental health difficulties and may also be a migrant child. Having the capacity to address more than one area is a very critical part of a Justice for Children approach. Placing Justice for Children within this context allows for prevention and response. It allows for these responses to be comprehensive and promotes easy access to all service.
According to UNICEF, more than 1 million children are in detention and over 2 million are in residential care. In addition, it is estimated that 150 million girls and 73 million boys under 18 years have experienced forced sexual intercourse and other forms of sexual violence, while 1.2 million are trafficked each year. UNICEF says the approach to justice for children that it is advocating is to benefit these children. Derek Mbata, United Nations.